7:53. About the time we say good morning to you in Dominica, the region, and the rest of the world. Good morning, good morning.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred.
If you hate to love me, I love to hate me. And just to love the hearts with Matt in the morning, I love you too. Every one of you.
Just time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to
on the internet, tune in radio. Our various frequencies. Good morning to you. Wake up, wake up.
If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better.
If we just let it be,
just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the hope.
Some interesting stories here. Yesterday we learned that the Court of Appeal decided yesterday that the extradition of Francesco Carrello is permissible. According to an article on the St. Martin News Network website, the decision was taken after a request by Italy on January 12, 2017. So, it was decided yesterday that Mr. Francesco Carrello will be extradited. Carrello has been locked up in a police cell since December 2016, while the Italian government requested the extradition of Carrello. There's a civil case pending in St. Martin between Carrello and his father. Italy requested Carrello's extradition to face charges of tax evasion, bribery of politicians, among other alleged offenses. So it's a story that you have to watch and watch very closely. In 2011, the government of Dominica sought to make Carrello its permanent representative to the Food and Agricultural Organization. In an official statement last year, or the same year, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in a letter dated June 11, 2011, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs sought the approval of the FAO for Carrello to be the permanent representative of Dominica. Yesterday it was a question. Today we can tell you officially that the Canadian government has deported an Iranian citizen to Dominica this week. And of course, we're also learning that this lady was deported to Dominica with a baby as well. Still trying to find out from the authorities why she was deported to Dominica. Some people are already indicating that it's fake news. According to my sources, still trying to determine why she was deported from Canada to Dominica. I can tell you that she received her Dominican passport in 2015. And shortly after, went to Canada, where she had a child in 2016. Based on what information the authorities will be reporting, I will be forced to give her name. That's all I can tell you at this time. Some information I'm gonna hold close to my chest. Sometimes they say in the news business you have to play the cat and mouse game, huh? So I can tell you this time that we can confirm that an Iranian citizen with a Dominican passport, economic citizenship, CBI, has been deported to Dominica. Still trying to find out the reasons why. Already some people are asking me her name. I told you I'll keep it close to my chest at this time. Let's see what the immigration officer or minister would have to say. So Dominica is becoming a very interesting place. So the government operatives that might want to suggest that's fake news, maybe I will be forced to call the name. We're going to come back, Dominica, after this. This is Q95.
Eat the heat. You want to feel cool all the time? Well, here's a deal of a lifetime. Own today a top-quality air-conditioned unit from Tong Refrigeration. It's as easy as $186 monthly. Anybody can have it. Just ask for the Cool and Easy payment plan. Cool and Easy at Tong Refrigeration at Foco Lane.
Terms and conditions apply.
Give it to me, I'm worth it. Baby, I'm worth it.
Use
spoke and we listened. Finesse Beauty House of Fashion has added a new twist to their fashion experience. Introducing Finesse Rent a Dress. If you're looking for a wedding dress, something for first communion, prom, men's and boys' formal suits, look no further. We have it all. And the best part is, you don't have to empty your wallet to look great. Simply visit our store, pick an outfit, rent it, return it, and forget it. It's that easy. Visit us today at 38 King George the 5th Street,
right after Simsy's Guest House. Look out for the purple sign.
Or call 315-7171 for all your formal needs.
Get ready for one of the most celebrated Haitian copper bands, D-Vice! D-Vice! CPAF in collaboration with Typhus and Lido Baron Restaurant St. Martin present D-Vice live in concert on Friday, July 14th at the Strip Lade Coco 8 p.m.
If you love D-Vice, you got to get loud.
D-Vice! D-Vice!
Menu.
Also, Theo Cass, Elijah Vino, Dios Copa, Grand Black, DJ Biggest from St. Martin, Prince Morix, and more! Partners include Digicel, DBS Radio Court, Q95 FM, The Big Station, Deepex, Fine Foods, Inc., and more! Purchase tickets from Bullseye Pharmacy, Deepex Color Lab from now until June 30 at $40. July 1st to July 40th at $50. More at the door! D-Vice Live in concert, July 40th at the Strip.
It was free. People would go and vote, but it was not a fair election. And they outline why, they, in their belief, it was not fair. Reference is made here to the lack of balance, and in some cases, lack of professionalism of the media. Reference is made to the absence of campaign finance regulations and the resultant lack of transparency of financing, coupled with the exponentially increased expense associated with campaigning. Significantly, reference is also made to multiple instances of treating and bribery, including the transportation of electors to the island to vote.
Everything that they have mentioned in this report, they have never indicated came from the personal observation. In other words, there's nothing in the Commonwealth 2014 report that said that they witnessed any form of bribing or they witnessed any form of treating. In fact, they did not even indicate what the treatings were, except mentioning events and concerts, which the law has made clear do not constitute treating at all. And they accept that the transportation of supporters did not constitute bribery. But in their conclusion, they say that the transportation of electors constitutes an instance of treating or bribery, which I reject completely, which the law rejects completely, and which the Dominica Labour Party rejects completely. But what was deeply offensive to me in this report is the suggestion that the airline transportation cost was paid for by the government, which means that they accepted the allegation of the United Workers' Party without proof.
When was the first time, Mr. Joshua Francis, that you are aware that this was made available? Clearly, it's saying elections seem in 2014 to be free, but not fair. What do you make of what you're hearing?
Well, two things, Matt, because you asked a double barrel question. The
yes.
First question is, when was the first time I became privy to the report? And that was last week.
Only last week.
And the parliamentary opposition, the Honorable Lennox Linton, stated that he saw the report within the last 2 weeks upon the interview with you. And that was yesterday, correct?
Right.
Now, what I understand, and I'm subject to correction, that the Commonwealth report would be submitted to the appropriate government department, including the Electoral Commission. I would not think that the Electoral Commission would have had access to that report only 2 weeks ago.
No.
At the Commonwealth level, there is efficiency, there is professionalism, and I think, again, I'm subject to correction, that such report would have been submitted to the government department, which ought to have been given to the Electoral Commission a long time ago.
Within weeks
Or they put that report together?
Possibly, because the international Commonwealth observers are professionals. You're talking about political science majors, former politicians, people from civil society, etc.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that the Commonwealth would compile persons who are not professional. I would expect professionals to have come in, observed the election.
And some on the list I observe have had some years of experience.
Well, I would expect that. So the issue of the availability of the report to the parliamentary opposition and by extension the nation would have been earlier. But those responsible once again kept it under the carpets because this government does not have the will to do things openly.
Why would they do that, though?
Because the report affirms and substantiates what the United Workers Party, Team Dominica, led by the Honorable Lennox Linton, has been saying all along, that the elections of 2014, though free, but not fair. The report clearly states that there was bribery and cheating, and that the importation of overseas voters had a significant impact on the outcome of the election, meaning that had it not been such malpractice and contaminating and corrupted practices by the Dominica Labour Party-led government, the United Workers Party, Team Dominica, could very well would have been in government today.
You believe that?
Well, Matt, we have always had this the suspicion, and we heard it from international observers. So basically, what they have done is to affirm what we have been saying, and that should not be a surprise to the nation.
So the game was not fair at all?
It has not been fair. The Dominican Labour Party does not know what is fairness. The current leadership of the Dominican Labour Party is a very dishonest leadership. It fest in dishonesty. Again, I will say that boldly, and I speak with my tongue, a tongue that is laced with the Spirit of God. The leadership of the Dominican Labour Party led government is a dishonest leadership. It is deceiving the people. I have absolutely no fear in saying that. And the electoral practice in Dominica has been contaminated by the Dominican Labour Party led government.
It has been suggested in various circles, of course that was discussed somewhat with the leader this morning, that this report from the Commonwealth was somewhat influenced by the opposition.
That is pure rubbish. I don't normally use such adjectives. I try to use soft adjectives to avoid strife and arguments. But I want to say, whoever says that is a blatant liar. And the devil is a liar. This is someone who is machinating lies. I am not going to entertain that kind of statement. The international observers would have come to Dominica. They would have seen with their own eyes and hear with their own ears. And obviously, they would have interviewed a few persons. But ultimately, I give credit to the observers because what they reported is what really happened, is the truth. Even we try to twist the truth. At the end of the day, the truth is the truth. We can lie to some people and the lies may satisfy our needs in the short run. But truth always prevails. And that is the truth. In 2014, the Dominican Labour Party-led government imported voters onto the island. It was also involved in bribery and cheating. Persons were in receipt of monies to go and vote at certain polling stations. You heard about alcohol consumption. Again, some politicians give voters alcohol to encourage them to go and vote. You hear about giving out plywoods and other building materials. It was not out of love those things were being done. When you look at the circumstances, clearly, the Dominican Labour Party-led government was involved in bribery and cheating. So the report says nothing new except what we had known already. But again, instead, the players for the Dominican Labour Party come on the table and come clean with Dominica and to repent of its evil ways, it is trying to deceive the nation once again. But deception has an end. Deception is not forever. There comes a time when the evil players will look for their voices and they will find it no more. So I'm calling on the voices of the Dominican Labour Party to stop fooling the people, to come clean, to repent of their evil ways. We're hoping that for the next general election, whenever that is...
So there's no way these professionals, Joshua Francis, would have allowed themselves to be influenced by any side?
I don't think so. Of course, I'm not God. I don't sit on the throne, and I would not be present when these observers were on the island. I'm not too sure exactly who they would have spoken with. And even if they would have
spoken... Did they speak to you?
They did not speak with me. I would not be surprised if they spoke with certain members of my team. I don't have that information for sure, but
they did.
Even that would be normal. because for them to gather information, they would have to get different opinions. But their opinions would have to ultimately be a reflection of what they gathered on the ground. Because if I go to a state to observe, mm-hmm. I'm going to use my eyes and my ears. And I think that's what the observers did. They were around pre-election day, they were around on election day, and they hung around post-election day. So they compiled that information and came up with a report. It's a fact that the Team Dominica United Workers Party did not have fair and equal access to DBS, GIS, among other media houses.
But here's a legal question that people have been asking me since yesterday. With this report now coming forward, is there anything legally that can be done?
Well, that is something that would... I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I was about to say, you know, as usual, whenever I get legal question, I tend to say, well, I will do some reading, I'll do some research. But I'm prepared to come to the conclusion that we cannot use any legal instrument to deal with the matter right now. Some of the concerns, of course, would have been dealt with via election petition. You know what transpired the last time around when certain mm-hmm. election petitions were made, because the evidential burden in proving bribery and cheating can be very difficult. And that's one of the reasons why when certain cases, election petitions were brought before the court, they were struck out simply because of the difficulty of satisfying the evidential burden. But again, we do not have to wait for a court of law to tell us what is right. We do not have to wait for a court of law to declare what is dishonest and what is corrupted. We as a people know very well that the Dominican Labour Party has been involved in dishonest acts.
But what is the message this report is sending out right now, even 2 years late?
The report basically, in a nutshell, is calling Dominicans to demand honesty and integrity, to reject corruption, to reject malpractice in the electoral process. It has made several recommendations, some of which the government of Dominica has rejected. So, for example, campaign finance reform. You have heard our position, you have seen our posture as a party, Team Dominica, mm-hmm. on the issue. We are calling on the government of Dominica to create a legal framework that will provide for campaign finance reform. We want to know that every political party in Dominica discloses its campaign funds. We want to know the sources. If we do not get full source as far as campaign funds are concerned, we should have it partial. We want a disclosure after the election. We want to know how much money would have been expended by the different political parties, by the candidates. We want to know that the monies that were used from the or by the political parties would have been from legitimate sources.
What is the message, Joshua Francis? Now we have some amendments now before Parliament. Do you think this report is sending a serious message?
I think the report would have sent a very serious message, and the legal engineers of the government, including the chief legal advisor of the government, would have been very much cognizant or aware of the report. But again, they would have disregarded the report and attempted to machinate the legal process to advantage them. And that is why we continually state on public record that this is a very dishonest government. This is not a government that truly cares about the people. Care comes out of sincerity, and sincerity comes out of love, and love comes out of God. We have a prime minister who always talks about God and who always talks about his love for the people. He has gone as far as to say that he's doing the work of God. But when you examine his works, you will notice that his works are not really of God. He's like a deceiver. The good book says, "Marvel not, for the angel of darkness will reflect as an angel of light. Even the righteous himself can be deceived." So I want the nation to ponder on that. That is not everything that dazzles that is of God. And I'm prepared to say, while I'm not in a position to judge the prime minister and his apostles, mm-hmm. but nonetheless, their works have shown me that they are doing works which are deceptive. They are deceiving us. Because it cannot be, after 4 terms of power, that this government has not formed the will to prepare a proper legal framework for the electoral process in Dominica. It cannot be. If anything, the government attempted to legalize bribery and cheating. If anything, the government attempted to improvise its illegality and its unfair advantage. And you hear its talkers on radio getting all kinds of excuses, trying once again to deceive the nation. A wrong is a wrong. A wrong is a wrong. If a man walks down the road and he goes to ask the fan and he steals it, everybody sees him walking out with a bag of sugar. We don't have to go to court of law for a judge to say, yes, he has stolen. The fact is that he walked out of the bag of sugar. And that's what happened in 2014. We saw ferries upon ferries of persons coming from Guadeloupe, Martinique, among other countries in the region. We saw the plane loads of people coming in. Now, the counter argument for that is, well, United Workers Party, get your money and import your people too. So you are saying, well, you see a man stole a bag of sugar and now he has sugar at your home you don't have. So now you're being encouraged to go and steal a bag of sugar too. It cannot be. This is supposed to be a Christian nation. And we cannot continually reject honesty and to promote dishonesty. We have to put an end to it because at some point the nation is going to suffer. We may not get it now, but if we continue to practice dishonesty, at some point a generation will suffer.
Everything that they have mentioned in this report, they have never indicated came from the personal observation. In other words, there's nothing in the Commonwealth 2014 report that said that they witnessed any form of bribing or they witnessed any form of treating. In fact, they did not even indicate what the treatings were, except mentioning events and concerts, which the law has made clear do not constitute treating at all. And they accept that the transportation of supporters did not constitute bribery. But in their conclusion, they say that the transportation of electors constitutes an instance of treating or bribery, which I reject completely, with the law rejects completely, and with the Dominica Labour Party rejects completely. But what was deeply offensive to me in this report is the suggestion that the airline transportation cost was paid for by the government, which means that they accepted the allegation of the United Workers Party without proof.
All right, we're having a little, you know, I said computer glitch. They say computer glitch. And we'll come back to you there in a few seconds. This is Q95 Radio.
Everything that they have mentioned in this report, they have never indicated came from the personal observation. In other words, there's nothing in the Commonwealth 2014 report that said that they witnessed any form of bribing or they witnessed any form of treating. In fact, they did not even indicate what the treatings were, except mentioning events and concerts, which the law has made clear do not constitute treating at all. And they accept that the transportation of supporters did not constitute bribery. But in their conclusion, they say that the transportation of electors constitutes an instance of treating or bribery, which I reject completely. With the law rejects completely, and with the Dominica Labour Party rejects completely. But what was deeply offensive to me in this report is the suggestion that the airline transportation cost was paid for by the government, which means that they accepted the allegation of the United Workers Party without proof.
Whoever says that is a blatant liar. And the devil is a liar. This is someone who is machinating lies. I am not going to entertain that kind of statement. The international observers would have come to Dominica. They would have seen with their own eyes and hear with their own ears. And obviously, they would have interviewed a few persons. But ultimately, I give credit to the observers. Because what they reported is what really happened, is the truth. Even we try to twist the truth. At the end of the day, the truth is the truth. We can lie to some people, and the lies may satisfy our needs in the short run. But truth always prevails, and that is the truth. In 2014, the Dominican Labour Party-led government imported voters onto the island. It was also involved in bribery and cheating. Persons were in receipt of monies to go and vote at certain polling stations. You heard about alcohol consumption. Again, some politicians give voters alcohol to encourage them to go and vote. You hear about giving out plywoods and other building materials. It was not out of love those things were being done. When you look at the circumstances, clearly.
843, wow. Coming from Joshua Francis. Did you hear him again? I want you to, you know, pay attention to just what he was saying just a minute ago. Let's listen.
Yes, for the Dominican Labour Party, come on the table and come clean with Dominica.
Let's listen again. Let's listen.
Whoever says that is a blatant liar. And the devil is a liar. This is someone who is machinating lies.
8:43. Joshua Francis there in the morning speaking to me. Yours truly, yesterday. Just had to replay that again. Hello, talk to me.
Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
Matt, this government is so stained. Their image is so stained with corruption, with wrongdoing, with illegality, with everything you can think of that's wrong. That as the every apologist that continue to defend them, with time they sound more and more ridiculous. You remember Vince the other day talking that nonsense that you played the other day, and Tony himself is on a whole other level. These guys, they will run out of excuses one day, and I think they're just going to come and say, everybody just shut up. Because I don't know who Tony think he talking that rubbish to. Then again, he's speaking to his audience and listen to the Animal Show on the other station in the jungle on Constitutional Hill. All right? Have a good day.
Have a good day. A co-worker of mine there in the United States heard Joshua speaking for 1 minute, and she said to me, this man is a great man. Can you let him know, Matt? Okay, I will let him know. Joshua Francis, somebody in the United States says you're a great man. Hello, talk to me.
Yes, good morning, Matt. How are you?
Morning.
Okay, I'm just listening to Tony as the fan utterances. The report is there for everybody to read. You know the saying that says, don't take my word for it. If you read the report, that bit he is tearing apart and spinning it his way, it actually states, okay, that the DLP acknowledge, the word acknowledge, that they transport, they pay nationals and transport nationals to Dominica for voting. They did not say the UWP told them. It's what that was acknowledged by DLP. Okay? So tell Tony, people are not stupid. We can all read. The same thing he's spinning around, if people just take their time and go and read it for themselves, then they won't have to listen to his rubbish.
Caller, thank you very much. It's 8:46. Hello. Another phone call. Hello.
Praises, thanks, blessings, and glory to all those with you, money to Mr. Penalty, blessings on your family.
Yes, sir.
Hi, brethren. Tony left and went here and went elsewhere, and transmitting and transferring his hatred and deception and misinformation, Matt, and have the people of Dominica completely puzzled, bamboozled, or bewildered, Matt. And it is sad to see what we are accepting as somebody of any relevance or any substance, any merit, Matt. It is sad. Matt, when Tony can, you know, said the people are not reporting anything, the eyes witness. You heard him, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
He is claiming that is not the eyewitness report, so to speak, as observers. They need to tell you that is what we witness. A professional may not have to come and give you the full details after they do a survey or a report, but based on their profession, Matt, they could figure out whether they have some relevance and some credibility. So when they report to you, you accept. And Tony's making reference to a lot of things that happen within the region. And we all know what is happening in the region. A lot of these wannabe dictators and the corruption within the judicial system. So one piece of cloth or one suit cannot be tailored to fit everywhere in the Caribbean. Look at what is happening in the Polisario, having to do with about six other OECS countries or CARICOM countries supporting that brutality against the people, and some others are against it. So when he talk about they agree flying in people is not treating a bribery, but he go back and said they're saying it shows some signs of bribery and treating, and I reject that completely, and the Labour Party reject that completely, and the law or the court reject that completely. Matt, if you do not know all the intricacies or all the multi parts or the complications or all the details of matters that were heard, he was not the one adjudicating on those matters. He was not the one judging or representing anything. So he's just making claims.
Maybe we should ask Tony Asafan, what court decision was that?
Matt, that is what I'm saying. He is just throwing these things out there with no substance, with no evidence, because he figured out he is the one who has the absolute authority on law and in politics and in everything. So the power of perception, when he speaks, then everybody's going to gravitate to that and be convinced that what he's saying is the gospel. And it is sad, Matt, to see where we are. And I love Dr. Reverend William Wharton. And I think more people of that level of substance and the intellectual ability should take these people to task, because what they have concluded, Matt, that there is nobody to challenge them, because Lennox Linton and Matt Peltier and the Blessings and the Apperton Martin, these people are of no significance. So Tony Astafans have all the relevance and significance because his family name stands behind him and as a senior counsel. So I'm just saying it is wrong to come and accuse a body like the, what are they again, Matt? The observers.
Mm-hmm.
Within the Commonwealth.
These are all professionals. They're not influenced easily.
Josh, talk about them having to do with social scientists and many other things they're qualified in. And all of a sudden, to escape these honorable criminals from the scrutiny of the people, you are going to discredit this professional just to accommodate the level of madness where we are rushing on a road to a full-fledged dictatorship, Matt. And Dominicans have to realize you cannot allow Matt and Carlisle and Blessing and the parliamentary opposition to sacrifice it all to save you. We too love sacrificial lambs. We all have to collectively stand up and fight against that king. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Tony Asafan. Again, I'm asking, can you list for us, if you can, what court decisions are you talking about? Name a date and a place. So don't come giving fake news, as you always say. Give us a place, okay? Some dates as it relates to these court decisions that you're talking about. Hello, talk to me.
Yes, good morning, Matt.
How are you doing?
Yes, and Matt, that is what Tony does. You know, continue to thrive on the ignorance of his base. That
yes,
But I mean, a lot of intelligent people know that is not the case. The Labour Party cannot have ammunition in their hand. Matt, why would you have ammunition in your hand to destroy an opponent and you'd not reveal that to the people? Since the results came out or the findings came out from that report, the first thing you'd see is you say is the WP.
Mm-hmm.
You go to people and say, look at what the WP doing again, because ammunition you have, you know. But no random report said that the WP people told or whatever. You will interview everybody. Tony, I can understand this man. How can you tell me? And he should be more concerned about why the government was rushing to legitimate to try to have that act passed so that treating and stealing would now be legitimized in the country. That he should be concerned about. Tony Atavan is that kind of man, Matt. He doesn't know anything. What he does, every time the government gets in problem, he tries to spin and spin. Tony's not talking to me. My friend, and I am going to exhort to on you. But do not play Tony's rhetoric. You see what Tony Blinder, since you know, can prove, because you have not heard any court matter declare that this report is not good. So therefore, now you cannot now feed the population with ignorance. Because the point is now, when we spread that ignorance, it is propagated, and people are going to get that right. Stop playing that Tony nonsense, because that, there's no evidence and truth except lies in that man talk. So at the end of the day, we can be partly responsible too, you know, if we continue to propagate the lies of those guys. So at the end of the day, we don't do your mistake. But I'm happy that you have asked him this question. Where did the court, at what time that the court declared that this report was null and void? Thank you, Matt.
Thank you very much. It's 8:53. Hello.
Matthias, good morning to you.
How are you doing, my friend? Somebody says to me, Matt, a good friend of Tony Astaf and good colleague says, Matt, it's better Tony has shut his mouth.
Yeah, because, Matt, you see,
even your friends are turning against you now, my brother.
Yeah, because you see, Matt, it was Edison James who said once, and I remember that very well, when Dominicans were calling on Tony to shut up, Edison James said, let him speak. Because it is from Tony's own mouth that this Labour Party regime have to fall. They have to come to their demise through Tony's own words. So it's a matter of Tony can try and wiggle, he can try and spin, he can try and do what he wants, but Matt, the truth will always remain the truth. And I read on that report, Matt, because I read another piece last night whereby the Commonwealth observers that were here, they said they were the last to leave the island. And they actually witnessed, after the election, the opposition basically mounted some protests. All right? They witnessed that with their own eyes on the ground. In that, after the election, the opposition party, UOP that is, protested and the basically, we're saying we're going to take the treating matter to court, and that is where it is today. And up to now, the court itself cannot give a judgment or deliberate on that matter. And for Tony now to try and take what these people witness on the ground with their own eyes and try and spin it in the orbit to say that these people are colluding with the opposition, my brother, Tony is a very sick man. Because what Tony is basically saying, if I witness something, my eyes is lying. My eyes, they are lying to me. And Tony, you can spin all the way that you want. But there are certain things when it deals with the truth, my brother. Truth cannot be spun out of the orbit. So, Matt, please let Tony speak. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. Don't forget, Talk on the Block this afternoon. The two commissioners will be here, Mr. Wayne James and Mr. Hillary Schillingford, as we continue to explore this issue of the report there from the observers, Commonwealth observers. Hello, talk to me.
Hello, good morning, Matt.
How are you doing, my brother?
Matt, I good. Matt, it's amazing to listen to the filth that comes from Tony Asafan's mouth, you know. Tony Asafan is telling us that CBS, a multi-million dollar company that
billion,
has...
Billion, my brother. Billion.
Thank you very much. They have over 15 million listeners on a day-to-day basis, was influenced by Lennox Linton to bring, when they broadcasted the passport issue. That the Commonwealth Observer Mission, one of the biggest democratic organizations in the world, with over 100 and something countries, was influenced by Lennox Linton and the United Workers Party to bring that report. It tells you that Lennox Linton is one of the most powerful men in this country and the region, a visionary thinker, that people sit down and listen. But he know he's telling a lie. He know that those organizations have hundreds of persons doing the necessary research. So when they come on the air, they cannot be sued, Matt. This man is a dangerous man. And he's trying to move the blame away from the constitutional body that was set up to deal with free and fair elections in this country. That is the reason why day number two, I want to again call on the chairman of the Electoral Commission, Gerard Burton, an attorney at law, to resign. Matter to the Prime Minister addressed the state a few weeks ago, and he claimed that the opposition has not and never presented their side of the reforms to the Electoral Commission. Gerard Burton has in his possession more than 10 months now proposals from the parliamentary opposition, yet he sits there and he refuses to address this nation and set the record straight. In my view, Mr. Burton is a dangerous man that has failed to effectively do his work as chairman of the commission. And with all what Tony Estefans is saying today, I believe it is because of his incompetence. It is time that we see the necessary movement being done by the commission to ensure that we have fair elections in this country that represents the view of the majority of the people of this country. Matayo Pelte, thank you.
8:58 is the morning time. This is the hot seat.
Everything that they have mentioned in this report, they have never indicated came from the personal observation. In other words, there's nothing in the Commonwealth 2014 report that said that they witnessed any form of bribing or they witnessed any form of treating. In fact, they did not even indicate what the treatings were, except mentioning events and concerts, which the law has made clear do not constitute treating at all. And they accept that the transportation of supporters did not constitute bribery. But in their conclusion, they say that the transportation of electors constitutes an instance of treating or bribery, which I reject completely, which the law rejects completely, and which the Dominica Labour Party rejects completely. But what was deeply offensive to me in this report is the suggestion that the airline transportation cost was paid for by the government, which means that they accepted the allegation of the United Workers' Party without proof.
Whoever says that is a blatant liar.
Let's take another phone call. Hello, talk to me.
Hey, good morning, Matt. How are you, sir?
I'm okay, sir.
Matt, do we have an attorney general in Dominica?
Of course we do.
And do we have a minister responsible for defense or legal affairs in Dominica?
Mm-hmm.
Matt, I'm saying the more Tony talks, is the deeper he puts the government of Dominica in trouble. They will never be able to get out of trouble as long as Tony continues to speak, because Tony is the one causing the government of Dominica to do all of the wrong things that they are doing. And Tony must understand, every single child in Dominica today have understanding. And the time will come when he himself will be standing before the court to answer questions on behalf of the people of this country. But we will get him, Tony. We will get you.
Somebody says here, Matt, best Tony had just keep quiet and not say a word. Talking too much. Putting yourself in trouble, Mr. Tony Asifan. Now, you should tell the world what court are you talking about here? 901, and what? Why did the court, where did that court take that decision there? 4493095. You know, I've always said before, it's better to be thought of as a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. Talk to me. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
To your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Tony said what is disappointing to him. Who cares what is disappointing to Tony? Tony is not a member of parliament. He's not an elected member. Tony is a money-making machine.
Mm-hmm.
What Tony does is represent the government, get his payments, and that's it. Tony don't care about where Dominica falls or where Dominica grows. So what disappointing to Tony has nothing to do with Dominica. I just think Tony is just a mischief-making individual, and I think Tony must give the country a break, so that government and people can discuss openly, fairly, and honestly.
So you just want him to keep quiet?
Keep quiet. Don't always rush and defend the government. I mean, if you elect 15 people in parliament and they have another 5 senators plus Attorney General and they can't defend themselves, and Tony is the defender every occasion, every issue, any minute, it means that the government itself is wasting time. So I think we should stay quiet and give them the
All right, Tony. I think my good friend, your telephone seemed to be, you know, static at this time. So please correct that and call us back. Somebody says, you know, WhatsApp message, Matt, Tony is irrelevant. No one voted for Tony. Why he thinks he's so important to our politics? Is it because he's protecting the ills of Roosevelt's carrot? Tony have no morals. It's just a mistake to Dominicans. Hello, talk to me.
My Dominican making a fatal mistake is Tony. Tony is a massa. Dominica have a few massa and they control the government and everything that is. Everything. So Dominican can say not important.
All right, thank you. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, Matt.
To you.
Matt, all people have a saying. Say lang kwapo kinipu twai kwapo. Translate for the people that cannot understand.
Please translate.
The tongue of the frog that is going to betray the frog. Good morning. That's all I have to say this morning, Matt.
Can you say that again in Creole? I haven't heard of this one.
Say lang kwapo kinipu twai kwapo.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, a sister this morning. Good morning.
Whoever says that is a blatant liar. And the devil is a liar. This is someone who is machinating lies. I am not going to entertain that kind of statement. The international observers would have come to Dominica. They would have seen with their own eyes and hear with their own ears. And obviously, they would have interviewed a few persons. But ultimately, I give credit to the observers. Because what they reported is what really happened, is the truth.
Thank you. 9:04 is the morning time. This is the hot seat, 449-3095-96 and 97. You know, somebody said to me last week in conversation, Skerritt might not be Dominica's problem, but Tony Astafan. Hello, talk to me. Too much division. Hello.
Yeah, you know what I find in this country?
What do you find?
The one-man dictator of this country not getting any pressure whatsoever. Every time something comes out on the radio, somebody else getting pressure. I am saying no. Everything that happened wrong in this country is through the dictator. And that is the way I'm looking at it.
All right, my brother. Thank you very much. We're going to take a break and then we'll come back right after this.
Soldanza.
Enjoy the simple things the joy Soldanza brings. Go from land to back, it's a good natured snack. All natural.
Soldanza.
Plantain chips.
Soldanza.
From land to back, it's a good natured snack.
It's nature to you in no time. Pick up a pack of Soldanza today.
All natural.
Soldanza.
Plantain chips.
Soldanza.
From land to back, it's a good natured snack.
If you're the one paying for college, shouldn't you be spending your hard-earned money on an associate degree that is internationally recognized and does not cost you a fortune? That's right. Right now, you can earn a fully accredited and internationally recognized CXC or CAPE associate degree with Lit Institute for much less than what it costs to study abroad or anywhere in Dominica. Earn transfer college credits that allow you to apply and gain acceptance to the best colleges and universities around the world. Or simply upgrade your qualifications with a a CAPE associate degree and apply for the most competitive jobs and promotions. Degrees available in business, economics, accounting, entrepreneurship, information and communication technology, law, natural sciences, environmental science, and tourism. So do yourself a favor and get the CAPE Advantage. Register anytime before June the 30th and qualify for even lower tuition. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead, call 276-8548 or 440-3257 or email lidinstitute@hotmail.com or visit www.lidinstitute.dm. The Lid Institute CAPE Advantage. A better degree, a better life.
Don't worry, you can get ready for one of the most celebrated Haitian compa bands, D-Vice. D-Vice. CPAP in collaboration with Typhus and Lido Baron Restaurants and Marin present the D-Vice live in concert on Friday, July 14th at the Strip Lade Coco 8 p.m.
If you love D-Vice, you've got to get loud.
D-Vice. D-Vice.
Menu.
Also, Theo Cass, Elijah Vino, Dio Scopa, Grand Black, DJ Biggest from St. Martin, Prince Wallace, and more. Partners include Digicel, DBS Radio Court, Q95 FM, The Big Station, Deepak's Pine Food Inc., and more. Purchase tickets from Bullseye Pharmacy, Deepak Scholar Lab from now until June 30 at $40. July 1st to July 14th at $50. More at the door. D-Vice live in concert, July 14th at the Strip.
All right, good morning and welcome, Dominica. Welcome back to the Hot Seat, Dominica's most talked about talk show. Good morning on the telephone.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Matt, just a quick call.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to be in a few this afternoon.
So yes.
We're not Hillary shooting for. Matt, you know, I believe we're giving too much significance to Tony Estefan. I believe Q95 is making Tony into a hero. He's not. I mean, like I said before, Matt, as a lawyer, in my opinion, Tony's a top lawyer throughout the OECS. People don't like to hear it, it's a matter for them. But apart from that, all Tony does is belt garbage. And on Q95, he makes a fool of himself because he sounds like he's always drinking and talking garbage, attacking people, calling them names. But every time something happens, that is supposed to put the government on the back foot. That is supposed to expose Roosevelt's carrot and his bone is like the Alibaba's. But every time situations come up, we seem to be going at Tony. I mean, let's make Tony know he's insignificant. Tony has a job to do. Tony has to protect his millions. And every time Tony can put himself out there to prevent Alec, Burton, Skerritt, and the others from taking blows, everybody attacking Tony. It is the crookedness that happened in the commission, whereby a report was sent to the commission, and that the commissioners have never seen it, never heard of it. Where did the chief elections officer and the chairman keep that report? Why did they not bring it out? Does the chief elections officer have to wait for the chairman to give commissioners a report? Utter garbage, Matt. Were they trying to change things within the report? But you know, I believe we are concentrating on the wrong set of people. Tony Estefan, to me, is irrelevant to Dominica. This man is playing his game to make his millions. Tony will turn top in mud to prevent Roosevelt Skerritt from coming under attack, to prevent us from talking about the crimes that our diplomatic passports are involved in, the amount of criminal diplomats we have, the colors. So I believe we have to change the opposition on Q95. We're clearly going in the wrong direction. The time we need to score points and tell the people in Creole and to expose every single thing that we know that this administration is doing wrong, and forget the little millionaire Tony Estefan. He has a role to play. He has to distract the people, prevent them from looking at Roosevelt's Skerritt and his corrupt administration. We need to go at them, Matt. We need to expose Roosevelt's Skerritt, expose Gerald Burton, Alec Lawrence, Condoni Williams,
These are the people who hold the report for several years. When James and I just came in, the report is a public document. When Tony talking garbage about somebody in collision with Lennox Lyndon, is a public document on the website, Matt. If somebody had just gone on the website, they would have seen it. Everything on the report is everything that we know. But Tony and Safran do not want us to show that it has been hidden. And where are the Labour Party?
Let me ask you a question, though. Of course, we've listened to you, your utterances as it relates to Tony Asafas. In the name of democracy, don't you think that all sides should be aired?
When you say all sides should be aired, but every...
I'm just asking a question. You can give a response.
You should play Tony, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But every single caller that calls at Tony.
Okay.
Tony is insignificant, irrelevant. Tony doesn't hold nobody's vote. If we start ignoring Tony Estefans and let his garbage fall on deaf ear and go at the people we vote, go at the people at the commission, expose them for the corruption, for keeping...
Your point is that we are concentrating on the wrong people.
But of course, and we do it year after year, elections after elections. Tony is getting paid for it. He gives the government significant... High bills.
Well, let me ask you a question again. Are you aware of any court decision that says anything about this reporter?
That is the next thing. It speaks of the courts has ruled and the law has done this and that.
Mm-hmm.
What matter? When you talk about any leader, any party that goes out there and wants to know if you are labor rights or if you are workers to give you a ticket, it's inducing you. That is bribery. It's not an open situation where they say there are tickets available to Dominicans. But the very same thing the report said, when James and I fought that at the commission, and Jared Button, the only thing he voted with us on was for campaign financing, Roosevelt Kennedy's amendment, even though the commission voted for campaign financing, he never even sought to bring anything to do with it on the amendments. So clearly these guys are very crooked. They want to keep on stealing the elections, Matt. And that is the angle we have to focus. We must let Tony Estevans understand that little Syrian boy, we have no use for you. We have absolutely no use for you.
I'll be talking to you again this afternoon there. On the talk on the block. Looking forward to that, my friend. We have to go. Thank you very much. Hello, talk to me.
Matt, me again.
Uh-huh, quickly.
About the report, quickly. Matt, that report just confirmed what we have always said, eh?
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people who claim to be neutral, and even UWP supporters themselves, some of them, they usually criticize Lennox and UWP and say, you know, almost like they cannot win an election. But Matt, let me just draw a quick analogy. Two people going and do an exam. Two children going to do an exam. One child study, cram, do everything they have to do. Exam time come. The child that study, do everything they have to do, get 95. Another child come with a piece of paper in his hand with all the answers and just copy to win. The teacher see it and not say nothing. You report to the principal spinning for you, okay? People out there now telling the child that study and pass the exam with 95%, while the other child that cheat get 100, you telling the child that get 95 that they need to go back and study to beat the score of the child that cheat. That's what they keep doing to UWP and Lennox Lyndon in Dominica. And even our own supporters do understand, we did not lose the 2014 election. We did not, in actuality. It's bubble irregularities that gave them the edge, a little edge. But in actuality, we won. So you should stand in the party when they call you out. Have a good day.
9:16. Hello.
Matt Peltier, very good morning to you. This is Lennox Linton.
Hey, Lennox Linton, how you doing, sir?
Very good. Good morning to the people of Marigot and Concord and the people of Dominique at home and abroad.
Good morning.
Last
Yes.
2017. Baroness Patricia Scotland, the Secretary General of the Commonwealth, said, and I quote, "The Commonwealth offers hope to voters who expect credible elections." End of quote. In that May 15 piece, which readers can find on the Huffington Post UK, Baroness Scotland felt compelled to remind the world of the first article of the Commonwealth Charter, which states, "The inalienable right of individuals to participate in democratic processes, in particular through free and fair elections in shaping the society in which they live." Again, it is Baroness Patricia Scotland who reminded the world last month in a Huffington Post UK article of the first article of the Commonwealth Charter, which article is about, and I quote, "The inalienable right of individuals to participate in democratic processes, in particular through free and fair elections in shaping the society in which they live." So that when the Secretary General of the Commonwealth, a global grouping of more than 50 countries, is feeling moved to tell the world, to make these observations to the world, and that same Commonwealth grouping assigned an elections observer mission to the 2014 elections in Dominica that concluded that the elections of December 8, 2014 in Dominica were not fair, then we have a lot to talk about. We have some serious issues to deal with. I want to guard, to caution Dominica not to get involved at this time in the sideshows, but to focus on what needs to be done for the rescue of Dominica, to ensure that in Dominica, like Baroness Scotland is telling us, we have the inalienable right of individuals to participate in democratic processes, and in particular, through free and fair elections in shaping the society in which we live. We want free and fair elections in Dominica. We want elections of integrity. And that is why our position on electoral reform is as clear as it is presented to the Electoral Commission as far back, most recently, as the 18th of August in 2016. Now, to the discussion that you've been having this morning, I want to add something. Because, Matt, I've been trying to encourage you to focus on the report, to familiarize yourself with the terms of reference of the report, and to be able to put yourself in a position where you're able to say to the people of Dominica, well, you know, the election observer mission is not a court of law, you know. The election observer mission is exactly what it says it is. And in the terms of reference, it is provided that the mission is to act impartially and independently. It has no executive role. Its function is not to supervise, but to observe, O-B-S-E-R-V-E, observe the process as a whole and to form a judgment accordingly. So having observed, having seen for themselves what is going on, they are required by the terms of reference of the assignment to form a judgment on what they have seen, what they have observed. The mission would also be free to propose to the authorities, and in this case, the authorities are clearly the government of Dominica, and specifically, the body assigned by the Constitution or supreme law to the duty and responsibility of free and fair elections in Dominica, the Electoral Commission. So, in terms of reference, it would also be free to propose to the authorities concerned such action on institutional, procedural, and other matters as would assist the holding of such elections. There is, Matt, an ongoing debate in Dominica as to whether the provision of transportation to electors living overseas to come to Dominica to vote is bribery. A number of us in Dominica believe it is bribery within the meaning of Section 55 of the House of Assembly Elections Act and consistent with the reading of Halsbury, the definition of Halsbury's Laws of England on bribery. But the members of the Dominica Labour Party continue to insist that what they are doing is not bribery, although it is. But why would they admit that it is bribery? Bribery is a criminal offense. And if they admit to a criminal offense, then they go to jail. So they're not going to admit to bribery. They're going to try to spin the truth into something else to say, well, no, we are not guilty of any offense. And that, in essence, is what the amendments that they proposed to the electoral, to the House of Assembly Elections Act is all about. But bribery is bribery. Murder is murder. Whether you kill, whether you murder by drowning or you murder by cutlass or you murder by gun or you murder by stone, you have murdered. This government, this Labour Party of Dominica is involved in bribery by transportation of voters into Dominica, contrary to the meaning, the letter and spirit of Section 55 of the House of Assembly Elections Act. Now I hear them jumping all over themselves, trying to say that what they are doing is not bribery. It is bribery. And the commission, the observer mission, said, very interestingly, words to the effect, well, you know, argue over whether it is a crime or not. But we have an issue with it because we know for a fact it does not conform to international best practice. So you have your sideshow and conversation about whether it is a crime or not, or whether you can prove a case in court. We are simply telling you it does not conform to election, to international practice. In our view, as observers, it is bribery, but we're not in no court of law. We are seeing and observing an acts of bribery, multiple acts of treating, multiple acts of bribery. And let me disclose that I was one of those, and Matt Peltier, I hope you can disclose as well, that you were one of those that the Electoral Observer Mission spoke to. Did they speak to you as interim president of M1?
Yes, they did.
They spoke to you as interim president of M1. They spoke to me as the political leader of the United Workers Party. And conversations came up. We discussed a number of subjects. Included among those the question of bribery and treating. I'm reviewing their report. The report is what they remembered from what conversations we may have had with which other persons from the opposition and whichever parties and so on. They have reported. But I remember clearly in our conversations we addressed bribery, we addressed treating, and we put forward our concerns about bribery and about treating to a lesser extent. We were more focused on the bribery aspect having to do with the importation of voters and the valuable consideration involved in bringing these voters to vote for a particular political party in Dominica. So, Matt, I just want to caution us that the report before us now, finally, 2.5 years later, offers us an opportunity to review, to study, and to determine for ourselves as a nation, a Christian nation under God, wanting free and fair elections, what should be the elements of electoral reform going forward so that we ensure we vote in the next election, whenever it is called, in a way that conforms with international best practices so that no mission could come to observe our elections again and conclude that while elections may have been free, they were not fair. Matt, we're hitting the road again. We're going on another round of public education, starting on Monday night at the Lubia Resource Center from 7 o'clock. And at 7 o'clock as well, in the Rosa North constituency, will be at a location to be announced at the 7 o'clock as well. Those will be our two engagements for next week on this vital question of electoral reform, specifically paying attention in this round of public education to the provisions, to the findings and the recommendations of the Commonwealth Elections Observer Mission to Dominica.
Thank you, Lennox Linton. Thank you. I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more about these meetings. We will be talking to AutoTrade in the next 2 minutes. We're making this stop air right here on Cube. Lennox Linton, somebody's asking me to ask you whether this will be carried live on DBS Radio. Like we saw in recent times of the government meetings. Now, Mr. Cecil Sillenford, manager, would you allow the opposition to carry these meetings live? And if not, why not? 9:29. Free access, as we talk about reform, free access to all political parties.